But that's a word of contrast. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The way we sang it tonight was those who wait on the Lord. And that is literally what the Hebrew word means. It means to wait. But it's not the sort of waiting, twiddling our thumbs waiting. It's the waiting with confident expectation of God. That's why the NIV translates it as hope, because it's waiting with a particular frame of mind, of trust, of dependence on God. Confident that God can and will in his own time intervene and will give strength, or in this case, will restore his people. Waiting isn't often the easiest thing. When we lived in Massachusetts, we learned that there is a 3-second rule that applies to people who are stopped at red lights. The 3-second rule is that you have 3 seconds if you're the first car when the light goes from red to green to get out of the intersection, to move through the intersection, or have somebody behind you honk. If you violated the 3-second rule, if you weren't moving and on through the intersection, you could count on getting beeped. I remember hearing a pastor talk about doing a sermon on waiting. And he said that when he began his sermon, what's best for God to find. And to go to grow tired and weary than others. The young men who stumble situations, it's really to hope in for us to remember who we're waiting, get tired, won't get weary. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. This is poetic language. Not to be taken literally, but metaphorically in the sense that God has an infinite amount of power and strength to give to those who depend on him and hope for in him and wait on him that other people don't, and that only he can. The omission places on when they're giving of his desperate and strength about that we, and I remember a lifesaver depend and hope. People, they are ourselves afloat so that we don't drown. But the most appropriate and the better thing to do would be to stop thrashing, to give up trying to keep ourselves afloat, and to ask God to keep us afloat. Because we can't do it. We let him, knowing that that's exactly what he wants to do, because that's the kind of God he is. They will soar on wings like eagles. One of the treats of living in Maine and of moving to Maine was being able to see bald eagles in flight. It's neat. They seem to soar so effortlessly. That's what eagles do. And that's what Isaiah is saying. People who wait on God, who put their hope in him, will have that sort of effortless energy to soar, even as the eagles do. It's a great becoming picture for to us, amazing God, that you love us, some God, want to rescue us. Let us wait. Thank you. Part of your, we pray that us to grow in faith, God, in not in you, or beyond belief and dependence on you, that you experience. Thank you in our time. Thank you for me in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.